Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome everyone to the 11th episode of the New School Homeschool, where today our guest is Andrea Sade. I'm not sure if I'm saying your last name right there, but Andrea is the founder of TraumaBasedMindControl.com, a network against torture on toddlers and children, and she came into the topic of MK Ultra after her son was taken by the Austrian government into their care when he was not even 3 years old, after his mind fracture and basis programming became visible. And so Andrea is here today to share because she has an event coming up soon, a meditation about to do with her son who is still not with her. He is somewhere with the world controllers, and so she is here today to share about what trauma-based mind control is, MK Ultra, and also ritualistic holidays and or dates that she is aware of. So thanks for joining us today, Andrea, all the way from Austria. Would you like to say anything else about yourself before we get into it here?
Hello, and thank you for having me. No, it's we just can start, I think. I'm living here in Austria. I had to live in several countries since the happenings took place. I'm maybe for the audience, I studied comparative literature and German at Vienna University. I have a master degree in this issue. I made a post credit in statistics, worked in business, and then decided to make an education as a coach, trainer, and counselor. And these educations I made before I got pregnant with my beloved son, Lucky. So that's from my side.
Cool. Thank you, Andrea. Thanks for sharing. I was wondering if you could explain to us how your son ended up, you know, with his first mind control programming that started becoming visible when he was about 3 years old. How did that mind control programming take place before he was the age of three? Like, were you aware that it was happening, or was it physical? Was it something coming from the astral realm while he was asleep? Could you explain that to our listeners?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I came into the topic of MKUltra and SRA without knowing anything about the topic. We here in Austria especially, but also in the German-speaking countries, there is massive censorship on MKUltra. So there are no whistleblowers talking about it. And even SRA is unknown in Austria. Nevertheless, some German psychologists are specialized on that. So, and my son came back home from visits from his official father, who turned out to be a Secret Service official. But that's another part of the story. And he got severe ill in the first time. So I brought him to doctors, physicians. They told me, yeah, it's normal in that age. Don't worry, everything is fine. He is developing so well. Because he also knew the ABC was 1.5 years shortly after started to read his first word. So he was quite well and quite advanced for his age. And when the illnesses didn't stop, I got very worried because again and again, I ran to the doctors, to the physicians, and interestingly, they always prescribed some antibiotics. And I had no idea. I got panic because filling up a small toddler with antibiotics all the time cannot be healthy. And I saw that his inner state was very restless. He was suffering. He regressed in his ability to speak. He was he needed soothers again. and there was a massive inattention within him I could not explain. So I decided after weeks, I decided to close down actually everything, really to stay with him night and day, to have a look what's going on there, what's the matter with him. And then actually after there were some breaks from the visits to his father, one after the next flashbacks broke out of him. And within this horrific flash, he was telling me quite a lot what was going on. And as I studied literature in German, it was quite easy for me to write down all those details for courts. Meaning I described in detail what he told me, what he has had to suffer, his stories, what happened when, with whom. And actually, unfortunately, we both did a two brilliant job, because since then we were both targeted from Secret Service. Courts refused to have my small one examined in detail over MRT, CT. And after half a year, because I tried to find out what was going on, I tried to find help for him, for his suffering, medical help, psychological help. They took the boy, and since then he was ongoing use in an official program. What I know now is they took him 1 week before his third birthday, and what I know now in point of scientific research is that the basic mind fracture is actually happening before the third birthday, and after that the MKUltra programming starts. So there was a timeline set, and no matter what I would have done, it would have happened as it seems.
So, well, that's very interesting. Thank you for sharing, Andrea. We appreciate you sharing, because for a lot of people, it's hard to listen to. I'm sure it must be hard to share, but it's cool that you're doing something. And it's important people wake up to what's really going on, because there's hundreds of thousands of children that go missing in the biggest countries in the world, such as the UK, the United States here, and millions around the world every year, and they're being tortured, and all sorts of awful things are happening to them because the world controllers are disgusting, awful beings, and it's human farming here, and it's just awful. And so, did you want to share anything else about your son and what you've been through? It says here in what you send me, and things about how there have been assassination attempts on you, and could you explain like how that happened and why that happened?
I promised my son that I never will give up fighting for him and his truth. And shortly before he was taken, I mean, we knew that there was the imminent danger that he was taken, because there were threats here and there, I asked him how he would like me to react in such a situation, and it sounds a bit strange to talk such things with a three-year-old, but after a child or a toddler goes through such horrendous torture crimes, children have some kind of personality aspects in them, they're much more adult. Partly I had the feeling I talked with a 13-year-old or 18-year-old already, because of those suffering of these horrendous experiences, they seemingly mature, these children mature quite quickly, just to give a frame for that. And within such a situation, I called it like an open door, the situations where I was able to talk with him like that. And there he told me, listen, please fight, not just fight for me, but fight for all those little children out there who suffered with me, not in such a brilliant sentence, but within his ability to talk, he told me this. And he also told me that I shall not be sad or cry. He said, please fight. So he wanted me to fight. In the following months or weeks, I tried to find out what was going on. And I did a lot of research. I could not find the catchphrase MKUltra or satanic ritual abuse or ritual abuse. Now, I think it was hidden in the search engine because actually I'm not a clumsy researcher. And when I found out that it's a huge topic that it's discussed, especially in America, there are many whistleblowers, activists, survivors are speaking out, even spoke in front of American Congress in the 90s, then I knew I have to do this work for the smallest ones, because the smallest ones, the toddlers, do not have a voice. And I wanted to give back them the voice they don't have. And so I founded traumabasedmindcontrol.com, Network Against Torture and Toddlers and Children. And this is my mission, my promise I keep towards my son and all his little friends out there. Because, you know, when a toddler, a 2.5-year-old or a 2-year-old, it doesn't matter, even 3-year-old, has such horrendous flashbacks, it's nearly, on one hand, it's nearly unbearable, because these small ones are in the torture situation when they have these flashbacks. They feel it, they smell it, they go through it again and again. So it's very shocking for you as a loving parent to see your child suffering and telling you the most horrific and actually also crazy stuff. And at the beginning, you really have to you have to fight with yourself, because you tell yourself that cannot be possible. The most blatant example I'm always telling, because it's so embarrassing to talk about it, and I want to break this shame frame perpetrators are throwing over us. So my son, for example, was taking a toilet brush. He wasn't at age, and he took it, and all of a sudden he got a flashback when he realized that he now has a toilet brush in his hand. And I was wondering first, I was thinking, well, they might have beaten him with that. There was no other explanation until over hours, days and weeks. First he cried for hours, was shocked, shivering, panicking, and I could not understand what I've done. And after a few days, actually weeks, it came out that they used the handle of the toilet brush to penetrate his anus. Just to give you a glimpse of how perverted these networks operate, because you as a protective parent, doesn't matter if mother or father, you then have to go to the police or to the prosecution office and tell them, listen, my son was penetrated anally with the handle of a toilet brush. Who should believe that? Who has the courage to speak out about such things? This is one example, just to give you a bit a glimpse of the situation. And you see your son suffer, shivering, the body language, and you know you have to do something about it. But no one wants to listen, no one wants to believe it, and everyone hopes that the situation just passes. So that's why I do this work with all those shocking, embarrassing issues to bring them into the light of the public. Is that understandable, the way I tell it to you?
Yes, that's very good, thanks. And I totally understand what you're saying, because walking around here on the earth, seeing the unaware humans all the time, they're exactly like you said. They don't want to hear it, and they don't want to acknowledge that these things are taking place, because then they'll have to see that they're agreeing to be controlled by the people who are doing these things to these children and to people all around the world. And it's not just happening here physically, but it's also happening in the astral realm while people are sleeping, because these aliens, we call them the rats, the reptilian alien tap liners, they take people out of their body while they're asleep, and they return them to their body before, in the exact moment they took them out. So the individual is completely unaware of what happened. But you can learn about these experiences. You can see them on the real side when you ask to be shown your tap lines. And some people do hypnosis therapy, and they can see them that way too. And so the whole world is controlled through their mental body, their astral body, and through physical, you know, experiences too. And so it's great to see individuals like you sharing what's really going on, so the people, you know, can see what's really taking place. And then once you see what's taking place and who's controlling the place, you can decide to make better decisions and become more aware. And you don't have to agree to be controlled anymore, because the earth is like a giant prison, and the reptilians are controlling the place along with other aliens that they have agreements with and things. And then there are the police and the tax collectors, who are like the prison guards, and we're down here, and we're just, you know, we're avoiding being, you know, taken in by these prison guards and things. But at the same time, we can create a better position for ourselves, which is what we're doing with wonderful worldwide educators with the New School Homeschool. We're providing a real education with the natural environment for people as a start, for people to see more, because the standard education that we've all been through is just to be indoctrinated and mind controlled from the mental level and the astral level to agree to what's going on here, which doesn't make any sense at all. So, yeah, I really appreciate what you're saying. You expressed yourself and shared your experiences very well, so it's great, and I really appreciate it, and we all do here. I can see there's a number of callers on. I'm sure they'll have some questions later, but did you want to talk about the assassination attempts on you too?
The assassination attempts, well, I did a lot of research now, very earthly-based research. Of course, I had in mind other possibilities with time travel, especially in Nazi time travel. And am approaching a bit more to the extraterrestrial topic, as we call it. But I tried to bring everything down to Earth in a kind of logical, scientific way. Latest after having found about the perpetrators, my son was lucky or unlucky, I don't know, to recognize 72 plus perpetrators with close ties to Secret Service, to politics, to politicians, to Bilderbergers, to diplomacy. Since then, actually, I was targeted. First, I did not really take it seriously because I did not know what was behind the whole issue. But latest, after I published the website traumabasedmindcontrol.com, it was in late 2013, early 2014, I was then targeted on a daily, hourly basis, actually. First it started that agents came who wanted to be my helpers. Of course they did not tell me that they were agents. And first they tried to break you down on a soul level. So we call it, in the German speaking countries, we have a thing that's called Zersetzung. Or they really try to break it down on a soul level. So, for example, an agent was sitting in my living room. We had coffee talking about how to help Luki or what to do in this situation. And all of a sudden, I got so much cognitive dissonance. I really felt I'm getting crazy. There's a huge lie behind the situation now. And I asked for help inside me. And then I realized, oh my God, this guy is one of the torture knights of my son. And as soon as I realized it, it did not work anymore. But if you do not realize that you are surrounded with guys, friends, helpers, acquaintances, it doesn't matter who, and they are torturing your son or are present at his torture rituals, this is breaking you down on a soul level, and I'm not joking, you're really close to get insane. And I know over the years from my research and from other contacts that many, many mothers or fathers are getting insane. They are knocking at the door of psychiatric hospitals or are committing suicide. So what I tell you, it sounds very easy, and but it is not. So if you don't find out, it's really breaking you down. This was kind of attempts on the soul level. And then soon after that, after this didn't work, because once you find out, you will find it out again and again. So it's difficult to reuse this pattern on you. There was a huge, massive murder attack on me 2015 with a laser weapon that actually destroyed parts of my brain, of my right brain. It felt as if my whole head was burning. I was lying in bed for months, actually, and was not able to use my intellectual abilities in like before. It took me a lot of time to heal. And the next attempt was again with direct energy weapons. They're weakening you on every single level. Your health is nearly breaking down. But what we know from other whistleblowers, activists, and scientists in such a situation, never ever call the ambulance, never ever go to a hospital, because the most famous here, at least in Europe, is Dr. Raoni Kilde. She was targeted with direct energy weapons so intensively that she made the mistake to call the ambulance. Everything was prepared. They brought her in a different hospital, not in the hospital close to her home. And there she got a kind of splash with that caused radical cancer, and she died 2 weeks after that. And she even wrote messages out of the hospital, please fetch me out, they're going to kill me here. This is the short version of her being killed. Officially, she died of cancer. So then the next murder attempts, I have even, they also work often with poison. I have from physicians in Britain that I have toxins and poison in my whole body. And the last huge murder attempt was actually when I held a speech in Scotland exactly 1 year ago, or nearly exactly 1 year ago. And there on the travel back at the airport, I was attacked by a direct energy weapon that caused that my brain was dehydrated. So it was extremely, I was closest to a brain stroke. And it's very important that you stay cool, that you immediately go into the crowd, drink something, relax, and try to calm you down. And especially never ever let someone recognize that you are injured, because as soon as you're in the hospital, we know from the others, as I told you, to finish you off and try to find a healer. And it's ongoing. Partly I'm kept under direct energy weapons, under radiation, under poisoning. So it's quite a fight, and I feel like being in combat for the last 10 years, at least it feels like that. What gives me power and strength is my mantra over all those years has been and still is that my suffering is nothing compared to what the children, toddlers and babies go through. One of them is my beloved son. So I, as an adult, can be strong and fight to bring their truth out.
Well, it's very, very impressive that you're okay and that you're still here with us after everything you've been through. And one thing that I'd like to share with you is something that we share with a lot of people and anyone who's willing to listen is there's a sound or a vibration that you can sing. We call it the new you, and it goes like new you, you, you. And there's no right or wrong way to sing it. You can find different people singing it on YouTube and things, and you can sing it whenever you like. It's a direct connection to the real universal guides and the real universes, and when you sing it, especially before bed, you can be shown things on the real side, or your dreams, to become more aware. But it's also real protection, and so it can protect you from things in the astral realm, the various different levels of creation, and especially here in the physical too, where you're being targeted. And so, you know, that's something that you might want to try, and I'm sure you will at least test it out and see what happens. It's very cool, and we do it here with wonderful worldwide educators and myself. I started using it, and I had some really, really cool experiences on the real side, and I was shown the things that were restricting me, and it is real protection, and it definitely comes in handy here on the Earth because, like I said, it's a prison planet, and it's not an easy place to be a lot of the time. And so I was going to ask you if you could just share a little bit about your son, like where you see he's at now, and why they're targeting you for trying to find him, and what you're sharing about the children and your son, like why they're targeting you. Like, I understand you have this website and things, but what are your main ways for creating awareness about your son and trying to contact him?
Yeah, thank you for the question. Where to start here? It's known in scientific literature that the perpetrators are ongoing doing rituals with these children. So as Austrian courts did not even want to have my son examined over MRT, CT, nuclear medical examinations, they would find scars in the brainstem. They would find a broken or damaged coccyx or pelvis of him. They would find that he's castrated with that, meaning his inner genitals are destroyed. They would find many damages on him on a physical level that stay lifelong. I decided to publish the names of the perpetrators he recognized to give him a kind of protection so that these perpetrators cannot not access him, at least not so easily. This was my motivation, as well as to avoid that these perpetrators are doing more harm, because it's known that those just torturing one child, but many. Therefore, with the close contacts of them to Secret Service or politics. Some of them are even Secret Service employees or agents. This made the situation even more dangerous. So therefore, I'm even more targeted, of course, because they don't want to see the pictures online. They don't want to read their names online. At the moment, I just have published the names in German and also their connections, because you see then perpetrator ABC has connections to exactly the physician who was examining my son. And this physician has exactly connections to the foster carer who placed my son then into this foster family, who again have connection with this. I mean, they are, on one hand, they are highly brilliant within these networks in terms of being bestial intelligent, doing all those sophisticated MKUltra programs. And on the other hand, they are very stupid, because they are in the newspapers, there are pictures of them together. So it's very easy. You find them within a few clicks, you know. This person knows this person. This person has done some kind of research with this person. So they are also proud to belong to this network. So therefore, you can find them easily, and you can very easily... It would be very easy to shut down these networks if police, military, secret service would like to. This was a huge reason for being targeted. And the danger of the situation now with my son, besides I published all this, is I received a letter with a picture from him this January, where I saw that he lost already all his adult teeth, not being even 10 years old, and injuries on the teeth, on the gums, and on the tongue are a threat to be silent. The issue with the teeth is for sure caused due to torture. It is open now if it's caused due to too much electroshocks or otherwise. I wrote to courts. I asked them to have my son examined again to explain what happened to his teeth. I also received the link on YouTube from with his YouTube channel, where I was able to hear him. He was barely able to speak because of all this torture trauma. Courts refused to do anything. They always claimed there would be no initial suspicion, so they are not acting. And what we also know from child trafficking, this is now a hypothesis, but teeth are also connected to, sorry to be so open, I hope your audience can stand it, but to get orally abused, meaning raped. So I see the intense danger because the body of my beloved son has so many injuries that will stay his whole life, you know, that these groups and networks are now deciding to solve the situation, to delete any traces and to kill him, to be open. Therefore, I again... public, and a colleague of mine had a brilliant idea to do a kind of healing meditation for my son, asking and his friends, of course, too, because those children are always in groups. They are never single children in single cases, as media wants to tell us, and help all those children, but this time especially my son, to get out of these networks.
Thanks again for sharing, Andrea. So it's I mean, it's really good to hear, like I said earlier. And you also, would you like to let the callers ask some questions now, or would you like to share about the ritualistic date that you also wanted to mention?
The ritualistic day. I'm very glad that I'm here today because we have high season since the beginning of the week. The burning of the cathedral in Paris, Notre Dame de Paris, was actually the beginning of the Easter week. And we have now high season for satanic ritualistic days. This week, out of every religion, or nearly out of every religion, important festive days are celebrated. We have Christian ones, we have Jewish ones, we have Muslim festive days, and Nazis also celebrate Hitler's birthday today. So when many festive days come together, it's extremely dangerous for the children, because it's nothing against any single religion on earth. It's just that in every single religion on earth, Satanists are hiding, pretending to be Christians, pretending to be Muslims, pretending to be Jews. But they are infiltrating these churches, and then afterwards are celebrating their own satanic rituals. So we have a peak this weekend until the 1st of May, where many children worldwide, babies, toddlers, children, are sacrificed, meaning killed ritualistically or tortured or at least spiritually abused. And it's a nightmare for every single adult survivor. Adult survivors can feel the energies when they are building up. Partly that they can do these rituals too. And there is scientific proof that these ritual days exist, because some may have their doubts. Recordings from psychologists, psychiatrists, but especially hospitals, their records show that during these festive days they have more patients. So it's not just a horror fantasy story, but there's relevant proof too. This we have until the 1st of May. Sorry, yes.
I was just going to say, people can get their, can see what's really taking place on the real side too, like by singing the New Year and deciding to, and asking to be shown what's really taking place with anything that's going on the planet. You can be shown, you know, the real side of anything by singing the New Year new sound that I mentioned earlier before going to sleep. And another thing you can do with when you're singing the New You is you can actually contact individuals on the real side, such as your son. You could sing the New You, and you could contact him from the real side in the astral or any of the other levels of life, and maybe he could communicate with you that way, which is really cool. And really just depends on the intent of the individual as to what they see a lot of the time. So that's another, it's just really cool. We enjoy to share that because it's the real cure for all, and there's so much stuff here on the earth, created stuff, you know, scientific, spiritual, things, political, religious, all this stuff, and then we don't negate anything here as wonderful worldwide educators. We just simply share what is real and what makes sense. So that's really cool. And we, like I said, it's cool to share and give others the opportunity to test it for themselves. So, thanks for sharing again. And we have a caller here. This is Valdis D. Cole, or Dean Val. He's on the line, so I'm just going to unmute him and see if he has anything he'd like to share.
Okay.
Hi, is it Andrea, your name?
Yes, Andrea.
Oh, hi. Yeah, thank you for coming on and sharing what you do. I was wondering, through your research, what, how do these perpetrators target these children? Are they looking for certain types of children or families that they want to use for MKUltra and their rituals? And
thank you for the question.
How did you get targeted yourself? Yes.
Thank you for the question. We must not forget that most cases are voluntarily, meaning the parents agree that their child is in an MKUltra program. So government, Secret Service is very good in manipulation the parents into believing that their child then later on will become powerful prosecution officer, police officer, military official, politician, whatsoever. So most of the cases are voluntarily. So you will not hear anything about them, basically. The cases I'm specialized on are the involuntary cases, and there we see a targeting pattern. They are targeting actually quite intelligent or educated women who also have the ability to dissociate or who are dissociated. This is one group. We have then the next group of women who are MK'd themselves. So they are targeted if they want or not. And are often used as breeders. And the third group, but they are of course all overlapping, is when you have family members in brotherhoods, Freemasonry, military or bloodlines, either officially or unofficially, you have a good chance to be targeted. Governments are targeting also from the children now, extremely bright children, children with extremely high IQ, and it's still the recipe Aleister Crowley gave the world. Blonde, intelligent, cherished and fostered boys do give the highest level of energies.
Thank you, Andrea. And you just mentioned energies. That's why they're doing this experiments. Is that correct? Can you elaborate on why? What is the motive for these individuals to do such awful experiments on children?
Well, thank you for this question. The first group who is standing there are the so-called pedophiles. We always read in the media, of course, pedophile here, pedophile there. They also try to convince her that it would be something sexual. It's plain torture. Just think of the body sizes of an adult man and a toddler. It's torture. It's not sexual. But, well, this is the first group. Behind this group are already Satanists to do all this energetical spiritual abuse. For example, I found out with my beloved son that he was not suffering so much about the rapes, the torture, the waterboarding, to being mocked and laughed at during torture, being put in cages, whatsoever. This was healed within a second. At least it felt for me like that. But what was laying on his soul level like a stone was that he had to give promises and oaths. And I was thinking over months and months and months, what could he have promised? And until I realized that it's extremely important what he told me, and I made contract revocations for him. And there I found out that he really relaxed and massive steps in healing, healing, healing. And I saw that until elementary school, he would be totally healed, except, of course, after mutilation injuries. You cannot heal a mutilation. But also specialist confirmed this, that he would have healed until elementary school. But then he was taken away and underwent ongoing torture. And the spiritualistic part of this crime is extremely important. Seemingly, they install something into the children. At least my son told me that, meaning bad karma, evil karma, evil dark energies are brought into the children, and the bright, lightful energies are taken out. So if you think of some public figures, maybe politicians, you realize that they always look so bright with their lovely energies, seemingly like bright and lightful, like babies. Well, now we can have a guess how comes that they look like that. Many of them are programmed themselves. Many of them are involved in Satanism, as we know. And they are, I'm convinced, not all of them, but many are doing these rituals on children. So the dimension is incredible, deep. And as far as I'm now in my research, of course, to try to bind the soul for many lifetimes. So even if you are not an experiencer of this crime in this lifetime, it's important, or it would be important, of course, it's your decision, to revoke all contracts, maybe from a former lifetime.
Thank you again for sharing. Did you have any other questions, Dean Val, before we go to the next caller?
I wasn't able to listen to some of the show, and I was wondering what you are doing in a positive way to, you know, anything to help your son or to help other parents.
What I do?
What kind of actions are you, yeah? What kind of actions are you doing?
Actions. I'm doing. I published a lot on traumabasedmindcontrol.com. There. You find under forensics especially some more details about symptoms of toddlers and children and of the basic programming after the basic mind fracture. There you also find what you can do, where you can search injuries on your child, because, you know, the smaller toddler is, the less he or she can talk. So I published about the Istanbul Protocol and what's written there and how you can use this for toddlers and children. Because when you normally go to a hospital, they say that's not true, that cannot be, you don't get an examination. Here, you know, everything sounds easy, but when you're in the situation, you are standing in front of locked doors. No one gives you the normal basic medical treatment or gives basic medical treatment to your child. Even if you say, I pay for that privately, you have locked doors. So when you come, for example, with this Istanbul Protocol, it was written by hundreds of specialists worldwide, handed over to the United Nations, and it was, since then, it's a kind of recommendation from the United Nations what to do in case of torture, crimes. I rewrote it for children and toddlers. So when you come with this, they cannot throw you out of the hospital, because my son and I, we were thrown out of the hospital several times, you know. And the third most important piece is how to question those children in torture crimes. Because, for example, what they do, we also have audio proof for that, fortunately, in the meantime. My son came home and told me about other mummies. So I don't know what, for example, a psychologist or anyone told him, but he might have told them, mommy is hurting me, or daddy is hurting me. Many fathers are concerned, much more than we can imagine. You have to ask these toddlers or children, especially toddlers, which mommy? Because via torture, they force the child, the toddler, into saying and claiming, this is my mommy. There is this famous audio. It said it's John Podesta. He's the guy, it's a man, of, at least, torturing a toddler who is crying desperately. And he says, from now on, I'm your father. From now on, I'm your father. Call me father. Call me dad. Call me dad. So you must imagine the confusion, even from social service, from psychologists, from everyone, when the child says, my father hurt me, my father tortured me, my father did this, or my mother did this. So questioning these children, you always have to ask, are we talking about this mommy? Are we talking about this daddy? Are we talking about this grandma? Because also in our own case, they made a setup with so-called grandparents who are not his grandparents. So strangers told my son they would be his grandparents. And the second thing on questioning children, or searching, what's really important, for example, while looking through old pictures from my own past with him, he all of a sudden was very exciting seeing an old acquaintance or old friend with whom I have lost contact for years now, then. And he said, oh, she's nice, lovely. And I was like, hey, wow, that's nice, you know her. What nice things did she do with you? What have you done, dear? And I tried to stay very neutral, not to confuse him. I was shivering inside me, but I tried not to confuse him with my own emotions. And then she said, stop during torture, during ouch. His word was ouch for that, being 2.5 years old. So this woman was present at a torture ritual, and he loved her because she was saving him. And these are very important hints when you talk with such children, because you are very soon directed into a wrong direction, actually. And you miss lots of important information, also about the confusion that was done in their minds. This is just a short summary. This is part, I consider this as the most important pieces of my work, because these things you don't find published elsewhere. At least I haven't found it yet.
Thank you very much for what you do. Thank you.
You're welcome. It's without children, we don't have a future. And in our mind control society, I and also other experts are very afraid that the future of our children is MKUltra on every single child on earth, and I hope we all can prevent this from happening now.
Yes, and here at the New School Homeschool, we see what you just said, the children of the future. And so it's wonderful to share what makes sense with them, which is the natural environment, which supports all of us. And the children understand that, and it's very cool. And children are less indoctrinated by the system. It hasn't happened to them like it has to adults, and so they're much more pure and sincere. So when things like this happen to children, it's very awful. And so it's very cool that you're doing something for these children that have had this happen, and that's very cool, and give them the opportunity to see more and understand what they've gone through. So that's very cool. We have another call here. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Okay. No, I just want to add, I mean, there are experts, of course, even better than me, of course. But if they don't speak out in public, if they don't publish their work, if they don't point with their fingers to it, if they don't make it available at least online, it doesn't help, you know?
Yes, exactly. And so that's what we do here on our radio shows. We give people the opportunity to share what they're doing, share something that makes sense here. And as we share what we're doing, which makes sense with the whole of life. So it's a real adventure, and people can listen to our other radio shows on this channel too. The last person we interviewed talked about permaculture and with children especially, and how they just so intuitively know what to do in the garden and with growing food and on the natural landscape. So we share all sorts of things, wonderful things, and then things like this, because people need to understand everything that's going on here, because nothing here really makes sense. And when you get the comparison of what doesn't make sense, you can begin to perceive and understand what does make sense, which is the all is, or the isness life is, and the real universe is, which is very cool, and gives individuals a real purpose to share something when they become aware of something that does make sense. So just going to go ahead and go to the next caller here, which is a 732 area code. I'm not sure who that is, but if you'd like to ask Andrea a question, you can go ahead and do so.
I can't hear something.
Yeah, I don't hear anything either. So we can move on to the next caller. We have 541 is Tim from Oregon. Tim, did you have anything you would like to share or ask Andrea? Are you there, Tim, or 541 area code? Are you there?
Hello?
I don't hear anything either.
Me neither. Okay.
Not sure what's going on.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay.
Now
we hear you now, Tim. Yeah.
Okay. Yes. I'm becoming aware of these reptilians that have become the brutalitarians here on Earth. That they've turned this into a human farming prison planet. And there's reasons why we came here to Earth. And in these psych realms, I'm becoming aware of the cause and effect. It does sound awful terrible, all these experiences, torture and killing and things like that. And it may be a hard question, but do you see a cause for this being done to certain people, because maybe in a previous life they had done that to others, and now they have to have the effect of what they caused?
Well, I was confronted with this question over the years, of course. And I find out, I do a lot of research actually night and day, because it's about my beloved son. So I'm also in the situation that I have the compulsion to do it. And I found out something highly interesting. Those children are forced into contract. The whole MKUltra, the whole SRA, the whole child sex trafficking, as we call it, is contract-based. Meaning they bring a toddler into a complete unacceptable situation, and then are making one contract with them after the next. So seemingly, my son was forced into the first contract when he wanted back home to me, his mommy. But it's quite easy. Just imagine what a child is going to promise for coming back to his beloved parents, for food, for warmth, for whatever, you know, for hygiene or whatsoever. And they don't explain, of course, that the child cannot imagine what they are agreeing to, because a child doesn't have the experience frame. So a child just says, yes, I want to have this, yes, you can do that, not knowing what they're agreeing to. And one contract after the next is made with them. And now, in my experience over the years, is that Crowley defined it. Take out the most bright and intelligent children. So bright and intelligent, actually what we call often Stasi children, are in extremely danger to be brought in such programs, to be honest. And they also saw it when they missed the period to bring them into a MKUltra program or SA program, because you have to start with the mind, you have to have done the mind fracture until the age of 3. You cannot do it afterwards. I experienced it in the German-speaking countries, at least, that those bright children are then caught when they are 10, 11, 12 years old, and they are given Ritalin to destroy their abilities. So these children are targeted massively. And on the karma issue, I more and more see now it's the other way around. They are taking out the bright ones. But this is my personal experience. I might be wrong. I don't have any answer. But I see the more bright you are, the more you're targeted.
Are you on mute there, Tim?
I don't know. Can you hear me? Or?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Can you?
Okay.
Waiting
yeah.
for
okay. Can you hear me?
Yes, now I can hear you, yes.
Oh, yeah. That's like what I'm becoming aware of is that these psych realms that we're in, this physical realm that is ruled by brutalitarians or reptilians, whatever you want to call them, and have made these governments and this educational system that mankind has, and the scientific community that's created the poisons and the atomic bombs and on stuff. It's all these experiences that we are going through have a reason, and that what is important is that we don't have to come back to this psych realm stuff, this physical and astral and causal and mental and etheric, and get through a deep, dark border with the help of real guidance and a real education into real universes where we're free and don't have these things affecting us forever. And that The connection at the present that I'm becoming aware of is this song, New You, 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 that if a person sings that and is sincere and wants to know what's real, the real guides will see, and there's real guides, I don't know if you've heard of them, Reba Zartars and Paul Twitchell and Yabel Sakabi and Phoebe Quance and Gopal Das and Shamasi Tabriz and Kata Daki and Lai Si and Rami Nuri and Tawart Manaji, and we have one in the physical here in America, and who's Dwayne Heppner. They're universal seers and guides for people to find their way into the real universes, so you don't have to come back into these psych realms with all this nightmare experiences. That's what this new presentation and the worldwide, wonderful worldwide educators are trying to share with the humans on Earth right now.
Yeah, thanks for sharing, Tim. And Tim has his own radio show on our station here on Wednesdays, Tell It Like It Is, Tim. And people can tune into that too. And what I'd just like to add from what Tim said is that people can become aware of the Kalam God, who is the God that most religions pray to in the mental level of creation. And he controls all the lower levels of creation, being the causal, the mental, the causal, the astral, and the physical here. And when you become aware of what he's saying, and if people want to learn about him, they can read the new books by Dwayne the Great Writer, who Tim just referred to, and you can read book two is a good one to start with, where Dwayne and the real universal guides meet the Kalam God, and also book four, and it's very interesting how it all works, and that people are agreeing to be controlled by the Kalam God, who is a reptilian with three heads, a benevolent head, a controlling head, and then the influence, which is unseen by most. And so these mind-controlled programs taking place on the Earth, it all starts from the Kalam God on the mental level, which might sound like a bit of hocus-pocus to some people, because we're so literal here, because we've been controlled and indoctrinated to be that way, but it's very real. And when you become aware of these things, you can make the decision to no longer agree to them, just like the tap lines I mentioned earlier. So thanks for sharing, Tim.
Yeah, thank you. And I mean, besides all those reptilians, ascended masters, Jesus, God, whatever, I'm very spiritual. I don't want to mock about it, and I believe in that, of course. Yeah. And I'm aware of the situation with satanic entities and so on. But I think it's very important to bring it down again and again to Earth and to ask, what's my responsibility on that? What's my responsibility for the next generation? I mean, I choose my topic. That doesn't mean that everyone has to choose and specialize on torture on toddlers and children, no. But what's about vaccination? What's about bad schools, indoctrination in schools, cancer, chemotherapy? I mean, we have so many topics and issues. It's really necessary not to rely on someone else, even not on an ascended master, Jesus or God, but to start to relearn to overtake responsibility for our own lives, for the lives of our community, our countries, or the whole world. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, I totally understand, and I agree. People have to do something to create a real benefit for not just themselves, but others here, so that others can become more aware too. and support life, support each other, and support the natural environment. So, yeah, thank you for sharing, and we see what you see, and that's what we're doing here. We're supporting the natural environment, and we're sharing so many things with people so they can become more aware and not have to agree to their restrictions anymore. And like you said, you don't have to be doing one particular thing. Everybody has their niche or something, but the main thing is to just do something to contribute to create a benefit for others. And so you're doing that, and that's very cool.
I mean, everyone, I mean, you're doing also a lot. So it's okay, and it's not to force someone into a topic. This also doesn't work. But it's just to let grow the thought, what could be my responsibility for the next generation without stress, without punishment, you know, without blaming someone. We are so indoctrinated to listen to a god, to some kind of authoritarian figure. So I think this we have to relearn, to just take back our responsibility. Yeah. So thank you too, Henry.
Yes, you're welcome. Thank you for being grateful. It's very cool. And yeah, one of the main things we share is that you decide your life and nobody makes any kind of decision for you, or nobody can decide for you. You decide your life every moment, and it doesn't make sense to look to an authoritarian, like you said, a god or something, realistically, because they are going to be making decisions for you or controlling you in some way, because that's what authorities do. And what we're sharing is the real universes of real freedom, where there's no restrictions and no authorities, where everything is just pure light and sound, which is, like I said, you come into creation to get the comparison to something that doesn't make sense, so that you can begin to see what does make sense. And mm-hmm. So, yeah, there's a lot to it. And like you said, the ascended masters and the angels, they're all still in creation somewhere, just a different part than the physical place we're in here. And so these things, we don't negate them, and you can look to them and they can assist you in some way depending on where you're at. But realistically, you're already a free being of real light, and you just have to recognize that and become mm-hmm. that and be that more so and share that awareness with others. So it's very cool life is very cool once you begin to see it. But at the same time, like we're discussing here, it's a hard place to be. And so you have the very strong comparison while you're here on the earth.
Yeah, the feeling you got a lot of help from lightful beings, let's call it like this, you know, over the years. Nevertheless, I was always challenged to overtake my responsibility. I have chosen to overtake, you know. So do something and you will get help. I think this is the kind of recipe I know at the moment.
Yes, for sure. It is time to do something. The days of masters and gurus have gone, because those are passive systems. And now the time has come where there's chemtrails in the sky every day. They're putting the 5G up. There's these mind control programs happening, and tortures and kids being kidnapped. And there's so many things going on, that there's so many things for people to do. There's so much to do. And so what we're always doing something. We're always busy here and sharing with people. So, and it's great to have you on. We have we have another caller here. It says the area code is 224. If you would like to ask Andrea a question or share something, go ahead. Okay, you might have to unmute yourself, otherwise we can move on to the next caller. Okay, I'm not hearing anything from the 224 area code, so We have a 361 area code. I think that's Corpus Christi in Texas. Is that you there, Claudette?
Hi. I just wanted to say what an awesome show. I only got to get to the last little part, but what you had described, what Kim has described is right on. And thank you for sharing. It's been a most interesting topic in our lives now or on a different venture. Thank you.
Thank you for the feedback.
Okay, and Claudette is another universal seer, and you can listen to her on the Kelsey Lynn Brown YouTube channel or just by typing in the Orion Queen parts 1 to 3 or just Orion Queen into YouTube, and you'll see our video we have there where Claudette and Dwayne the Great Writer confront the Orion Queen, which is a very interesting video, and I suggest everybody check it out if they have the opportunity or if they're interested in learning about how what's been going on and the real side life is on the Orion planet. And the Orions were the original invaders here, for anyone that doesn't know. Some people call them the Anunnaki or different names too. So, Andrew, we don't have any more callers here that haven't spoken or that I haven't given the opportunity to speak, but is there anything else you would like to share, or would you like to talk about your event that's coming up or anything?
Yes, for the event. My colleague is seemingly not able to call into the show. The event will take place on the 25th of April at 1 p.m. in Pacific Standard Time. You can find it on Facebook under my name, Andrea Sadek, or just right here from the website. And everyone is welcome who want to join the meditation. It's not just about my son, but also about the other children in these programs. And we are preparing a meditation that will be very protected for everyone, so no dark forces can interfere. It will be guided and it will last around 30 to 40 minutes. So everyone who is interested is cordially invited and welcomed. Do you have any questions left, Henry?
I mean, there were some things that came to me earlier, but I think we've discussed a lot, and it's been fun to talk to you. You're wonderful, Andrea, and you're doing something that needs to be done here. And there's a lot of this mind control stuff going on, and so many people are unaware of it. So it's great to share it, and we'll put this on YouTube and SoundCloud and Discord and around Facebook too, for others to listen to at a later date. And Andrea, you said you were going to share it. You were going to share it around 2, and maybe even translate it into German, which would be great. Another thing I wanted to tell you is that some of the books I mentioned earlier by Dwayne, the great writer, such as A Journey to Real Freedom, they've been translated into German too. So I will send you a copy of a few books, and I think there's 2, one in German and I can send you 2 in English if you'd like to read them too, if you're interested in what we're doing and our adventures on the real side life is. So there's not much else for me here today other than I will also share some links about the New Year New Sound that you can sing, and it would be great if you can use that to contact your son on the real side or in your dream visions to communicate with him and maybe assist him in some way from the real side.
Yes, I'm very, very glad. Yes, I'm looking forward to receiving the books and the information about the sound, because the sound has an interesting frequency. It changed your own frequency totally. So I'm very interested in what's about to get more details from that. Thank you, Henry.
Yes, and that just reminded me that Claudette here from Texas, she was abducted and had some experiences with the reptilians on the real side or in the astral realm in different places. And with the new year, new sound, she was able to withdraw from that control that she was under, and now she is doing wonderful things with the real universal guides on the real side. And so she is a great so-called testimonial for anybody that's having trouble on the real side with these awful beings that are doing awful things to children and people of all ages around the all of creation, other planets and everything.
Yeah, wow, great. Great to hear that more and more are doing something about it. Because years ago, let's say years ago, the only way for those targeted by such creatures or beings was to be stored in a psychiatric asylum for the rest of their lives, and now they're allowed to talk about it, to find help. It's beautiful.
Yes, exactly, because the controllers, they hide things in plain sight, and so there are all these movies such as The Matrix and all sorts that give out hints to what is going on, but people that actually talk about their experiences or what's actually happening here in this new nowness that we are in, these people look like crazy compared to the average taxpayer and 9-to-5 worker who is not interested in learning about what is really going on and becoming more aware. And
I'm very excited about that, because the really nice thing on the situation, and I'm very thankful for that every single minute of the day, is that we all are educating each other. So we are not falling into the trap to claim someone is psychotic, schizophrenic, paranoid, whatever, you know, all these labels where you're silenced. So it's really, or we can help and assist each other, and even if we don't have a solution, we can try to find and dig more into the stuff. So this is an aspect I'm very thankful to be in this time now, even if it's extremely challenging, especially with my son. But what we all together built up over the last years or decades, it's wonderful, in my opinion.
Yes, thank you so much. And yes, there's always more. And so the real wake up now is here for people to recognize, become aware of, and do something. So I think we can. It's probably about time to wrap it up now, Andrea, and thank you again, and we'll keep in touch.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Anything else?
Bye. Have a nice evening. Bye. Take care.
You too. Okay, have a good morning over there in Austria. Thank you, Andrea.
Yes, thank you. Bye.
Good night.